Hey, do you want to talk fast like native speakers? Well, if you want to, then I have some good news for you. Well, I'm gonna share with you 5 tips that native speakers use when they speak quickly. So, we're gonna talk about reducing sound, cutting off sound, and connecting sound. Well, so let's get started. The very first tip is contractions. Well, what are contractions? Well, when you put two words together, then it calls contractions. Well, I'm gonna tell you some examples, then you'll be clear. The first example is I'd like to go. That means I would like to go. I would like to go. If we reduce the sound, then it would sounds like I'd like to go. The same is he's busy. He's busy. That means he is busy. And another example is, what are you doing? What are you doing? Well, let's move to the second tip. Reduce the verb. Reduce the verb. Yeah. Well, basically, native speaker, what they do, they use 4 common basic verbs. Gonna, wanna, have to, and gotta. Let me give you an example for this. I'm gonna study English. I'm gonna study English. That means I am going to study English. I'm gonna study English. I wanna study English. That means I want to study English. And I have to study English. That means I have to study English. Another one is I gotta study English. And I have got to study English. Well, the third tip is reduce the word you. Yes, exactly. Reduce the word you. Well, I'm gonna give you some examples, then you'd be clear. What you doing? What you doing? That means what are you doing? We use what you doing. We just reduce the word you and we using like cha, CHA. It sounds like CHA. What you doing? And we cut off R. We just cut it off R. And another example is where are you going? Where are going? Where are going? That means where are you going? Imagine you need help and you have to ask politely like natives. What are you gonna do? You'd ask it like, would you help me? Would you help me please? That means, would you help me please? Would you help me? We reduce the word you and we're using ja, ja sound. Would you help me? This is how it works. And the fourth tip says, cutting off the sound D. Yes, cutting off the sound D. Well, I'm gonna give you some examples, then it'll be clear to you. I found a blue and white card. I found a blue and white card. That means I found a blue and white card. I found a blue and white card. And we can reduce it and say it like, I found a blue and white card. I found a blue and white card. This is how it works. Yeah. And last but not least, cutting off the sound H. Remember, the native speakers never pronounce H's. They just cut off the H's. This is how they speak like so quickly. And this is you have to do. Well, let me give you an example. I think is right. I think is right. That means I think he's right. I think he's right. But the native speaker pronounce like I think is right. I think is right. It's our turn. It's his turn. It's his turn. It's his turn. It's our turn, not it's her turn. It's our turn. And the last word is them. This is a very common word. This is literally a common word that native speaker just cut off the T and H's. And let me give you an example. I listened to him. Like your friend just asking, did you heard about this product? And you can answer it like this: I never heard of him. I never heard of him. That means I never heard of them instead of am. I never heard of them. You can quickly pronounce it. You just have to cut off the T and H's. This is what you have to do. So this is all for today. Thanks for learning English with me. See you in the next time.